for CJMQ, and today we're talking with Tara Oram. And Tara Oram, Canadian country musician, going to be playing at the Aerosclif Fair, and that happens tomorrow, August 28th at 8:30 p.m. So welcome, Tara. Very excited about having you come to the fair here in the townships.
Thanks very much. We're really excited to be in Quebec, and it's going to be a good time.
It is going to be a lot of fun. Now, Tara, you're a top 10 finalist in Canadian Idol, recipient of the ECMA for Country Recording of the Year, and nominee, CRMA, Juno Award for your album, Chasing the Sun. That's your debut album. And so we welcome you. Is this your first time in the area, Tara?
It will be my first time, yes, and it's going to be, I'm just really excited, and we're going to be taking the bus down. We're going to be leaving really early tomorrow morning, so we have a little bit of a drive, but it's going to be awesome. I can't wait for it.
That's great. Where are you based now, Tara?
I'm living in Toronto right now, but my family still lives in Newfoundland.
Okay, and you grew up in Newfoundland, and you actually worked very hard to have the dream you do now, so would you like to tell us about that? I know you got started at a young age singing in the choir in church.
Yeah, I started basically when I was, you know, when I was a little girl, and then I started singing in bars when I was, you know, 10 years old, mm-hmm. and singing karaoke, and then I started fronting my own band when I was 19, mm-hmm. and when I was 23, I think I was 23 or 22, I entered Canadian Idol, and that just opened a lot of doors, so it's kind of unfortunate that the show isn't around anymore, but we're hoping for a comeback for a Canadian Idol season 7, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, that would be good. So that wasn't very long ago, because you're actually only 24 now, Tara?
I just turned 25.
Oh, 25. Okay, you're very young, and to have a lot of success, too. Well,
thank you.
Yeah, so you drove from Newfoundland to Toronto, so that, I guess, was the beginning of the fact that you really wanted to make this dream come true. Is that correct? Or?
I did, absolutely. I mean, there was, you know, a lot of paying dues and getting my name out there and not knowing anything about the music business, only music, you mm-hmm. know. So being in the business is a whole other aspect, and it's, you know, I've learned a lot in the past year, and I still have so much more to learn. But right now it's, you know, it's not just music that we're doing. It's focusing on the business side as well. But my love for music has gotten stronger and stronger, and it just, you know, I know this is what I love to do, and there's a lot of people that would love to be in my shoes, and I'm doing that for them as well.
Okay, that's great. And was your parents that encouraged you to get on the Canadian Idol?
Yeah, they always wanted me to do it, and I was never really about the instant star kind of cliche of, you know, being an overnight success and being on such a popular show that creates, I would say, like instant stars. But, mm-hmm. You know, the show has a lot of credibility, and it's one of the biggest shows in Canada. And I was just really fortunate that I did go with it, did go through with it, and I thank my parents now. So okay. I think it opened up a lot of doors.
And you were one of the finalists, and then you didn't hear anything.
That's right, yeah. I mean, you don't really know what's going to happen after you leave the show. Mm-hmm. But luckily enough, like afterwards, I was working hard to make something happen. And I started doing online blogs, and I was still doing shows, and luckily enough, CMT, you know, approached me, and I got a manager and then signed a record deal. So it all kind of happened. It didn't happen right away, but I didn't really think it was going to happen at all. But, you know, that's how you're not supposed to give up on what you truly want. So that was my main priority, was to just not give up.
Good. That's great. I think that's a very important message out there for everybody. Don't give up on your dreams.
Absolutely.
Good. So tell us about making your album. This is your debut album, Chasing the Sun?
Yes. Making it was, I was really nervous. I was going to say a little nervous, but I was extremely nervous because it was my first one ever. Mm-hmm. I would always be writing songs, and but I'd never recorded a record. I recorded 2 songs before and released them to radio, but nothing as big as that. So we were able to record it in Nashville, and I was able to work with Carolyn Dawn Johnson, who produced 4 of the songs on the album, and it was just a fun experience, and also at the same time as recording, I was able to do a TV show at the same time. So it was double the work, but it was absolutely worth it.
And double the excitement and fun, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Your TV show on CMT, and that is The Tara Diaries?
Yes.
And that just started, was it in July?
Well, no, it was filmed last year, and it aired last summer, mm-hmm. but they do repeats every now and then, so mm-hmm. it's funny to look back and see what my life was like a year ago, because if from what it was back then, it's completely different than it is now. I think I've matured musically and personally. There's a lot of different things happening in my life, and it's amazing what a year will do to you.
Exactly. Well, not every year is the same for everybody, but that's a lot of good things happening to you in a year. So do you have trouble dealing with this, Tara?
Not that I have trouble with it. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes it can get a little overwhelming because, you know, a lot of good things happen and you want to take it all in slowly, but that's not the case when you have, you know, to record your second album and you're dealing with having, you know, 3 CCMA nominations, which is huge and I'm so thankful for. It's just sometimes it's hard to believe, I think, but then I'll call my mom and she'll be like, you know, you've worked really hard for this, you deserve it, and just take it all in as it comes. And once I talk to her, I feel a lot better.
She sounds like a great mom. Great.
She's awesome.
Good. So, recipient of the ECMA for Country Recording of the Year, would you like to just tell our listeners what exactly is the ECMA?
ECMA is the East Coast Music Award.
Okay.
And it was my first time attending the awards ever. Mm-hmm. So it being held in Newfoundland was extra special, and then receiving that award in my home province was a huge accomplishment, and to be, you know, our premier was there, and it was so special. It was a really great moment, and my parents were sitting in the audience, both of them, which was super cool because my dad works out west. Mm-hmm. My parents are still together, but you have to go away to work sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so having them there and my manager there was such a great feeling. I was literally crying inside and trying to keep it together, but it was one of the biggest accomplishments I've had this far.
That's wonderful. That's a big high. And nominee for the CRMA, what is the CRMA?
The Canadian Radio Music Award.
Okay.
That was super cool. You know, it's because it's not just country music that award shows for everything, as well as the ECMAs. So it was really cool to be in the same room with different artists. I mean, Lights was there and all these different rock singers and stuff. So it wasn't just for country artists. I was able to meet a lot of people that I idolize and listen to on the radio.
Good, good. And that Juno Award for Chasing the Sun.
I didn't win it. I was nominated.
Okay, nominated.
but being nominated was...
That's a super honor.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I mean, being so soon, I think I was... I don't know. I felt really strange when I got the news I was nominated because I'm like, wow, this early on? But it's, you know, just being nominated is like winning to me.
Yeah, so, and for your debut CD.
Yeah, I mean, having your name called at the awards is so cool, and I was able to present an award to Nickelback that night, so that was
wow.
Really cool.
Wow, that is cool. Now, I know we played a lot of songs. We started off with playing your single Fly Girl, and
thank
we
you
played,
so much.
Well, it's great music, and we played 538 Stars, I guess it was, Go to Bed Angry, and right now you have Living the Dream, so I think your evolution from Fly Girl to Living the Dream is pretty much basically your life right now.
It is. I mean, I thought Living the Dream was, you know, a perfect way to end or close off Chasing the Sun, the record, because Fly Girl, I wanted to start off by saying, you know, no matter what happens in your life, like, go for whatever you want to do. Just get out of your small town and just go and do whatever you want. Doesn't matter what you want to become. And Living the Dream just kind of signifies what's happened in the last year. And it was a song that I co-wrote with Carolyn Don Johnson for my mom. Mm-hmm. So she was super excited to know that was going to be my fourth single. So I'm just thrilled to have that on the radio. So thanks for playing it.
Well, we enjoy it. And part of the record was recorded in a warehouse studio in Nashville?
No, it was recorded. Well, that warehouse thing, that was when I met my idol, Marty Stewart. That was a whole prank. To do a prank on me because I was going to meet him and I had no idea.
Okay. Great. Now, anything else you wanted to say? I know you must have a lot of different gigs coming up in the next few months or in the next year. I suppose your schedule is well planned in advance, Tara?
It is well planned. Well, the next big thing I have coming up is, well, obviously this weekend, tomorrow, literally tomorrow, playing in Aircliffe. But, I mean, after the CCMAs, we actually have... Back in June, I was on a tour called CMT On Tour, and we're actually having a TV special, which is coming out. It's going to be on September 14th at 7 p.m. Eastern, and it's going to be basically a behind-the-scenes look at, you know, the month of touring. It was myself, Jason Blaine, the Higgins, and Stephen Lee Olsen, and, you know, you'll get to see some live footage and of the concert, and you'll see a lot of behind-the-scenes, so that's going to be September 14th on CMT at 7 o'clock.
That sounds really great. Won't tell.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. It's going to be, I get to look back.
And, you're coming tomorrow night, the 28th, Friday night at the Ayerscliff Fair, performing at 8:30 p.m. And I would imagine that people have a chance to buy your album there, too?
Oh, absolutely. I have T-shirts, mm-hmm. albums, pictures for sale. I mean, mm-hmm. I'll be selling it all.
That's great. Now, if anybody wants to go to your website, you have a great website, and you're also on MySpace.
Yes, TaraOrem.com, MySpace/TaraOremMusic.
Mm-hmm. Great. Are you on Facebook, too, for all the...
I am on Facebook. Great. My friend list is maxed out, but I do have a fan page on there, and I'm also have a ton of video blogs on YouTube.
Yeah, they're great, great. So,
thank you.
Check it out, Tara Orem. Anything else you wanted to mention before we go, Tara?
Just thanks for everybody for your support, and I hope to see everybody tomorrow night at the fair, and it's going to be awesome. And, it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's great. Well, all the best to you, Tara, and thank you very much.
You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. Next up, Tara Orem and Living the Dream.
Mama's dream when she was barely 16 wasn't to run the till at Dairy Queen. She always knew if her wishes came true, she'd be singing on the opera stage with who's who. But somehow life got in the way, and she never did get to see that day. She still sings like a bird for me, but there's not a big crowd like she thought it'd be. I watched her close.